Chapter 1. Good morning. Faith Mortimer here with today's Whispering Falls Gazette and your morning news. I stopped putting the mojo bags I'd made for today's big summer sale for my shop on the display table to listen to today's newspaper. No, it wasn't read out loud into our community over any loudspeaker, and was only heard by the spiritualists who had subscribed to our local newspaper. It was only fitting that Faith Mortimer was the editor-in-chief, since she was a clairaudient. It was her spiritual ability to hear things that were inaudible. She was able to hear beyond the natural sense of hearing. In mortal speak, she could hear from spirits or angels, or just hear into the future in some sort of mystical way I didn't understand, since I didn't have that spiritual gift. As you know, our very own June Heal, owner of A Charming Cure, is going to be having our newest edition, and we are having a town-wide baby shower for our newest spiritualist. At least, we hope the new edition will be a spiritualist. Regardless, on Saturday, which is 4 days from now, we will be meeting at the Gathering Rock at midnight during the Peach Moon phase to celebrate the arrival of Baby Heal. Or will it be Baby Park? No matter. June and Oscar Park are registered at Potions, Wands, and Beyond, located on the Hidden Halls Spiritualist University campus, located in the wheat fields behind the Gathering Rock. I rubbed my belly with one hand, and Mr. Prince Charming with the other, grinning from ear to ear about our little arrival. Though we wouldn't be sure until the little one was well into his or her teen years whether there was some sort of spiritual gift, I would venture to say the baby was, only for the fact that both Oscar and I were spiritualists. With Oscar's being a wizard and my being a homeopathic spiritualist, along with my having a keen sense of intuition and dreams, there was so much spiritual in our genes that there was no doubt our baby would also be. But there was one negative factor on my side. Darla, my mom, wasn't a spiritualist, and that little percentage could affect my baby's chance. I casually flipped through the journal Darla had left me with advice, potions, and recipes she had found helpful when she was trying to live in a spiritualist world. I'd been looking for anything to do with her being pregnant with me. The one thing I did find was how much she'd loved the star and moon baby mobile my dad had brought home for my crib. She'd even drawn a photo of it on the page. I wished she'd kept it, but Darla wasn't about keeping things. Darla was never one to keep any type of memories. She said that the best memories were the ones stored in your head and heart, not on paper or photographs. Though I wouldn't have minded a photograph or two of us, a crayon drawing from preschool, or even a report card that showed I was a straight-A student, or something from our time in Whispering Falls, but this drawing would have to do. My heart sank as I wondered if I could find any sort of mobile at Potions, Wands, and Beyond. Mr. Prince Charming was so good at hearing my thoughts. He rubbed his body and curled his tail as though he were giving me a slight hug to let me know not to worry. I can't help it. I gave him one last rub before he jumped off the counter of my shop, A Charming Cure, and darted for the door. It was his way of letting me know it was almost time to open for the day. This announcement is brought to you by Wicked Good Bakery, the hosts of the shower. If you have any questions, you can stop by Wicked Good and see me or my sister Raven. In other news, we are having a summer sale for tourists starting this week. I hope everyone has made their sales signs and gotten their display windows already decorated for this morning's opening. If you've not noticed, the streets are already packed with tourists. Right now, we are also offering 25% off to any advertisers. Whisper to me in the air if you'd like some pricing. I walked through the shop, straightening all the red tablecloths neatly laid on all the display tables that dotted the inside of the shop, and made my way to the front to make sure my shop window was ready, just as Faith had asked us to do for the summer sale.
Meow, meow,
Mr. Prince Charming batted at the door. It's too early to open. I bent down and picked up a clump of his snow-white fur off the floor. Are you feeling okay? I gave him a good once-over when I saw the fur. You never shed. It was an observation I'd made very early in my life, when I was 10 years old, and Mr. Prince Charming showed up on my childhood doorstep in my hometown of Locust Grove. It was also a reason Darla, my mother, who only liked to be called by her first name, even by me, had let Mr. Prince Charming in the house.